Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dream Leapers Inspiration. I'm your host, Harriet Cole. So honored to be with you today, and I hope you're doing really well. Hope you had a great weekend, that you are leaping into the beginning of this week with great intention and positivity. I spent the weekend in Baltimore with my family. I made a surprise visit to see my sister, who was receiving an award at her church. Well, what she thought was that what was true for Women's History Month, every Sunday there have been different women who have been honored, have been brought forth to speak to the congregation about their careers and how faith has influenced who they are in their careers and has impacted their success. And so she was invited to do that afterwards. And so she made a great presentation. And afterwards there was a reception in the basement of the church, which apparently normally is something very lovely and simple. And in this case, it was a full-on program with videos and speakers, and it was phenomenal. It was one of those times when we say you give people their flowers when they're alive. It was that kind of experience, just incredibly beautiful. And I was so excited to be there, to share in it, for our mother, who's 94, to be there for all of her children and family. It was really, really special. And as we were looking around and listening and just enjoying the moment, I remembered something that my mother used to say to us all the time, which is count your blessings. And actually, that was kind of what was happening, that all of the people who were acknowledging my sister were pointing out things that are great about who she is and how she's cared for others, and also the excellence with which she has built her career. So there were blessings everywhere. Like we afterward said, it felt like every cell of her being and all of us was infused with love and joy and blessings. What a great thing. And I wanted to share it with you because, you know, these things don't happen that often, but when there is acknowledgement all around of goodness of someone who deserves it, everyone benefits. So it truly was a moment to acknowledge her, my sister Stephanie Colehill, who is now, I guess, a legend in the defense industry in many great ways, but also someone who has devoted herself to her church community, to her family, and to those in need. Even as it was a tribute to her, literally all of us who were there experienced what happens when you choose to see love, when you choose to welcome it, when you choose to harvest it and hold on to it. And while that is an intangible, it actually has a feeling. And we all present felt it, and it looks like something. So, like, I took a picture of my mother, who is just the embodiment of grace, but her smile was more radiant than normal. And I took lots of pictures of people. And as I looked at them last night, I could see what happens when love and grace and the choice to embrace those things is in the air. Everybody benefits. It's almost like their skin shone a little bit more. And it's hard to exactly quantify, but what I can tell you is it was palpable. We all experienced it. I came home and shared with my family, who were, my husband and daughter weren't able to go. I shared with them what I had witnessed and been a part of. This acknowledgement of goodness, of greatness, was something that we all, it was like we took a bath in the goodness. And that is such a special experience, and I wanted to share it with you. It was making the choice to see the positive, to embrace the positive, to uplift the goodness of this particular person and everyone in the room. And when that happened, we all benefited. It reminded me, as I was just contemplating it yesterday evening and then again this morning, thinking, what did I want to share? What was the benefit? What was a benefit of the experience? Because there were so many. And one of them was this notion of counting your blessings. Like I said, my mother would tell it to us all the time when we were little kids, especially when the moment was not so positive. And isn't it true? I mean, part of the reason why we do this inspirations is to help us through the tough times. We don't really need help when it's great times. We can enjoy the great times. When things are a little bit difficult or a lot difficult, that's when we need somehow to connect to something greater than ourselves that can help us to be uplifted. And so I recall when I was growing up that my mother would say, when I was upset about something, if I was bitter, if I was mad, you know, I'm pointing my finger because somebody has upset me or hurt my feelings or whatever it might be, justified or not. Wake up, as she would say, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? And that meant if you had a bad attitude, if you were filled with negativity of any kind, she called that the wrong side of the bed. And our job was to get up on the right side of the bed and choose the positive. And how do you do that when you feel bitter? She told us, count your blessings, starting with you woke up. You're alive. You get another chance at a day. And, you know, when we're little, we're like, whatever, mommy. You know, sure. But think about it. As you get older, you realize, ooh, what a blessing that is. You wake up and you say, oh, I can get out of bed. I can stand. I can walk. She took us into the tiniest things to be grateful for so that we would understand practicing gratitude. Start is every little bit that you can get up, that you can go to school, that you can go to work, that you can talk, that you have freedom of movement, whatever you have. And maybe, you know, like my sister, that you get this incredible acknowledgement on this particular day. That's like a flood of blessings. Whatever it is, her point was embrace it, cherish it, recognize that we all have blessings. And when you count them, the negativity sort of washes away. The brittleness can't, the brittleness and the sweetness don't really live well together. The negative and the positive don't do so well together. And if you embrace the positive, every little thing, you go, yeah, thank you for this. Thank you for that, whatever it is. And you really are grateful for it, the negative sort of washes away. It is amazing and it is true. I have experienced it thousands of times. And it's not easy to do when you are feeling down, when you're feeling negative, when you're feeling brittle, when you're feeling tight, when you're not breathing, when you maybe don't feel well, when you have suffered a loss, whatever those negatives are that happen to us, they happen to everyone. We're not immune to the negative things. When those things happen, it can be very difficult to count your blessings, because what you want to do instead often is to be angry, to be hurt, to wallow in that experience. And so as I was looking for quotes, you know, half the time I could just use Doris Cole's quotes, my mother, which she's the one who first told me count your blessings. But I was wondering who else has talked about that. So I found a quote from Willie Nelson, the iconic country singer. And he says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." Now, I don't know how much you all know about Willie Nelson, but again, one of the most iconic musicians, entertainers, performers in America for sure, and probably beyond. And he suffered some really hard times. In fact, I think he had to go on tour after he was presumably retired because he didn't have resources. He had no money. Now, maybe the blessing there is that he could go on tour, that he had such a great reputation, that people loved him and his music, that they would still come out to see him perform. I'm sure there were 1,000 blessings in the fact that he could actually go out and be on the road when he needed to in order to put food on the table. But for him to say, "When I started counting my blessings, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." Think about that. It was just making that first effort. He started counting his blessings and his whole life turned around. Why? Because it's an attitude. My sister Stephanie yesterday was talking about choosing your attitude. She said that in every situation, you get to choose how you're going to show up in that situation. And if you choose your attitude carefully and make it in alignment with your goals and intentions and who you are, who you believe you are, what you stand for, it will guide your steps. And so this, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. Counting your blessings is an attitude. People talk about the attitude of gratitude. It is that. It is, how do you look through a lens that says, "I'm grateful"? How do you look through a lens that says, "Thank you. Thank you for this moment"? When it's tough things that happen, right? When you are experiencing loss, when you're experiencing pain, when you're experiencing something devastating, something difficult, it can be almost impossible to look through the lens of love, to look for the blessings, when you just feel like everything is going wrong. You know, how do you do that? If you have been practicing counting your blessings, which again, it is a practice. Like I said for my mother, when you wake up in the morning, be grateful for waking up. When you wake up, be grateful for being able to get up. Be grateful for whatever is about to happen in your day. Even if you're facing something tough, be grateful for the awareness that you're going into something tough and that you're capable of dealing with it. Be grateful for whatever challenge is before you and trust that you will be able to handle it, to be able to be present for it. And we are told spiritually that we are not given anything that we cannot handle. Nothing too difficult for us to handle. If you believe that, then when an obstacle comes before you, you tell yourself, "Okay, I'm going to look at this. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but I'm going to look at it and I'm going to figure out what can I do to best face and deal with whatever it is." Now, it could be like the mountain, but if you believe that your brain, your capability, your being are strong enough for you to face whatever is before you, you look at it differently. You do. And so you also need to remember that not everything is a hard time. So that, like, so I see Robin wrote, she loves taking a bath in the goodness. When there is goodness in your life, like what I described with my sister, when we all were able to take a bath in that, that fortifies you. Like, I'm carrying that with me right now. I'm radiating the experience of joy and love and connection and upliftment that occurred yesterday. And so everybody that I interact with is going to get a little bit of that because it's still resonating within me. And so when something negative happens, which it always does, negative things happen every day, all day long. Sometimes more for this person than for that person, but they happen. If you are fortified by goodness and by an attitude of gratitude, then when a negative thing happens, that is, it's almost like your spiritual army is there to protect you, right? It's amazing that your attitude can help you to be stronger than whatever the negativity is that's coming your way. And if you remember that negativity and positivity, they're kind of warring with each other. They don't want to be side by side. So you need to make the conscious choice. What do I want to win? Hey, me, I want positivity to win. That's what I want to win. And my daughter was telling me she's taking a psychology class right now, and it's about the psychology of aging. And so I said, well, what are you learning about people like us, your parents? Because we are older parents. We had her when we were good and grown. And she said, well, we're learning a lot of things about people like you. And I can't remember the titles for this, but here are two behaviors that she says that they have identified that are common for people as they are maturing in their lives. One is that they look at everything that comes before them in a positive way and make the choice, whether conscious or not, to not see the negative. To just not see it. The negative things happen. It could be about relationships. It could be family. It could be work. It could be whatever. That people choose only to see the positive and the other stuff sort of goes away. Similarly, there are people who just grab onto the negative and they only see the negative. That no matter what, whatever's happening, they see the dark side. And it doesn't matter what's happening, doesn't matter when there's good happening or not, that's what they see. And this is, you know, it's a scientific study, mental health study, that this is what happens to people, that they sort of get locked into one way or another. And I was like, ooh. And so my daughter gave examples of people in our world who she thought followed one way or another way. And in both cases, by the way, people are choosing, whether consciously or not, to not see something, to not engage some aspect of an experience and only choose to see one aspect. So I don't know whether that's good or bad, but I can tell you, for me, because I was taught to be positive, I am praying that that will continue to be true for me. That if I have to lose some visual, some understanding of experience, I want it to be losing the negative. I want to be able to look at people and experiences through tender eyes, through forgiving eyes. And I can tell you, I didn't always do that. Practicing forgiveness is tough. We've talked about that here before. Choosing to count your blessings, choosing have a positive attitude, those sometimes take really strong muscles, mental muscles, emotional, spiritual muscles, because sometimes you don't want to do it. I was talking to my sister about a woman who when we were children, who I grew up with, who was really negative, actually very mean when we were children. And she hurt my feelings all the time. So much so, I've never forgotten it, even as, you know, a maturing adult. I changed my attitude about her thanks to my sister, who helped me to look differently, to understand people change, people evolve, especially from children. You know, accept people for where they are and who they are, not for whatever grudge you may have from 40 years ago. Are you hearing me, people? Because a lot of times we don't do that. A lot of times we hold on. I certainly have. And it was another friend of ours who had mentioned this woman a couple years back. She had had a similar experience, something very hurtful, very hard for her to process. And she just decided, I'm never speaking to her again. And because I had had a different experience with my sister who had kind of opened my eyes, I don't know if I opened her eyes or not, but I talked to her about it. Why am I mentioning this? We can hold on to some negative stuff. We can hold on to brittleness, things from the past, from way past, and not allow ourselves to be in the present moment and to experience the goodness of the moment. In this case, this person has completely evolved into a tender, loving, giving, incredibly, like overly giving person. So positive. I would have missed that if my sister hadn't pointed it out to me, because my eyes were closed. I was not seeing anything positive about this person, only negative. And now I see the positive. When I look at the present moment and I experience what is before my eyes, as opposed to carrying judgment with me, it's a different experience. I wonder if you have ever had that happen for you. You have a relationship with someone, you hold on to whatever it used to be like. Then you say, take a breath and let me look at what this experience is right now. What is happening now? Can you count your blessings for allowing yourself to be in that moment now? And if you do, if you allow yourself to be in the moment now, no judgment, no thought about what happened in the past, then what happens? I'm going to promise you, you'll have a different experience. If you see people for who they are in the moment, see what that moment yields. Allow yourself to be present. Like Willie Nelson says, when he started to count his blessings, his whole life changed. What about you? What about you? If you choose to count your blessings right now, today, every day this week, that's what we do at Dream Leapers Inspiration. We say, let's take 1 week and practice. So I'm asking you to do this. Take this week and practice waking up in the morning and counting your blessings. Before your feet touch the floor, count your blessings. What's good today? What's good in this moment? What am I grateful for right now? How can I keep the gratitude growing? Often through service. Call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time and just share your love. Share your good feelings. Approach your work with a positive attitude. Be kind to every person who crosses your path. Smile when you look at yourself in the mirror and when you engage anybody else. Choose to see goodness in every situation. It works, people. I promise you, it works. And if you practice it, it builds and grows. It actually does. So like back to my mother, who I talk about all the time. She is in a wheelchair, yet she can walk a little bit. And by the way, when she got COVID at age 90, she wasn't able to walk at all. And she got better in her 92nd year. Hello? What she says is, I do the best with what I've got left. Think about that. with a beautiful smile on her face. I do the best with what I've got left. How about you? How about you? Yesterday when I was with her, she's like, I am just so happy to see you. I'm so happy you're here. She's, you know, I'm so proud of my family. That's what we want. That connection of undying love, of palpable love. And we can have it. Every single one of us can have it. And it is a choice. It is a choice that you can make in every moment. I think last week we talked about the 1,440 seconds in a minute. In a day, 1,440 seconds in a day. I think that was what it was. It was a Les Brown quote. And he said that's 1,440 opportunities to have a positive impact. Isn't that great? So when you count your blessings and you look at each moment as an opportunity to just uplift and to see the goodness, then what happens? You're a little bit more tender. You're a little bit more hopeful. You see possibility when maybe you didn't see it before. You see opportunity to help others when you may not have thought about that. You see doors that could lead to something positive when there was no door in view before. Looking through that tender lens makes all the difference in the world. And going back to Willie Nelson, I mean, I remember hearing him. He had felt so defeated because things didn't happen the way he had hoped they would in his life at that moment. And he turned it all around. And this is somebody, you know, we always look at celebrities as on a pedestal somewhere else, somewhere different. A man with a life who'd had a lot of opportunity and things crumbled. And he was able to turn that around based on his attitude. Like my sister Stephanie said, you get to choose your attitude. And if you choose the attitude of gratitude, of counting your blessings, of truly being thankful for every moment that you get to experience, your life gets sweeter. So this week, let's practice. Every day, practice having gratitude. Practice being thankful for whatever is before you. If it's a lesson, learn the lesson. Because we don't want to get the lesson again. So pay attention and learn it. If it is an opportunity to help someone else, do it. Take action. If it's an opportunity to do something to make your life better, because maybe you eliminate something that doesn't need to be there anymore, you welcome in something that you need, even if it's like medicine and you don't want it, but you know it's good for you. What can you do to make your life sweeter? What can you do to make the most of what you have left? Because we don't know what we have left, but we know what's right in front of us. We can leap into that moment with the best of intentions, with the belief that we deserve all the goodness in the world and that everyone else does too. Not that we are better or different, but that we're the same. That we all deserve to be happy. That we all deserve to be uplifted. And that when we share that with each other, when it's like a covenant of goodness, then it is like taking a bath in that goodness. You know, we like to rub our skin with oils and all that. What about just bathing in the goodness of connectivity, of love, of positive energy, of communion, of fellowship? It works, people. I promise you. So practice counting your blessings every day this week. And I'd love to hear how it works for you. You can write to me, harriet@harrietcole.com. Let me know. I'd love to hear how it's working for you. And if you keep a journal of it, it's going to help you to recognize how well you do honoring yourself. So thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, have a great day and make it count. Namaste.